you know, we say too that children, as children, we're very economical learners. We learn what we know we need.
Right.
And it's only later that we realize, you know, gee, I should have maybe learned another language. But this is why so many times parents trying to teach two languages doesn't work in the home unless the children know they need it to communicate. The only way it seems to work in the studies I've read about is where one parent speaks only one language. Like if I were to marry a Mexican and not speak Spanish, then I would have to speak English to my children, and they would learn English. Okay, well, Charlie, do you feel, do you have a motive now or motivation now to try to kind of reverse the trend and hold on to the Alsatian as sort of the last generation that's got even a chance at it?
Yeah, in a sense, I'd like to learn and become fluent in it just to hang on to it. We've started to teach my son a little bit of it. I don't think he'll ever be able to develop it because, for one thing, I don't have the pronunciation quite right myself. But simple greetings and basic conversation, I think we can communicate and continue on. I think it'd be a good idea.
Yeah. So maybe when this instructor comes in the spring, you know, that's really, you really got to talk that up. I think that could really, really be, I don't think that we can reverse what's happening here.
I don't think so.
But I think we can prolong it.
Well, or at least record it and preserve it.
Right.
Yes, that's what
right.
I think.
Right.
That's your best.
You know, in all the studies that I've read, they say, well, the language isn't the most important thing. But you know, a language reflects something about the people. And if you speak the language, you understand the people better. I really think that's true.
Right.
You know, there are things that you can find out about a people if you can communicate with them in their own language.
Like,
you can't.
Like the things that you can't translate some things.
Right.
It's
true.
Well, it's just like when I asked, what's the skin folks over there? Are there any Jews around here? And the only answer they gave me, we don't either.
Here.
And my wife. Give me this. Congratulations.
When you were in school, now, you know, like Uncle Charlie said, they had contact with kids from other places. But do you recall any times when, as a kid in school, you were ever a little embarrassed by, you know, even though you didn't speak Alsatian, maybe by your accent or anything like that? Do you remember, like in sports, playing kids from other schools or other towns? Was there ever any?
Me personally, no. We traveled to San Antonio quite a bit to visit mom's folks.
Yeah.
You know, we're always communicating with people in San Antonio. So we never had, I don't think anybody in our family had much of a problem, and even sort of being made fun of in that respect. You know, you might be called a country bumpkin, but
yeah,
that would be anybody in the country.
Right.
Not necessarily a problem. So that was, there were some other kids, so I'm sure very sensitive about it. Still had heavy accents.
Yeah.
You went to some middle school?
Yeah, for college, yeah.
Oh, college, I mean. That's one of the best.
Well, around here, I think it is, isn't it?
Well, Grandpa, let me ask you now. What do you think about this? Like, here you speak Alsatian and English. Uncle Charlie speaks Alsatian and English. Charlie Boy and I speak English, and we understand a little Alsatian. Do you think it's a shame that we haven't learned Alsatian, or is it good that we've learned to speak English very well? How do you feel about that? I mean, like Charlie Boy said, probably his children won't learn Alsatian. The next generation, there might not be any Alsatian.
Joe doesn't understand any words.
No, Joe doesn't understand anything. What do you think about that? What's your feeling about that?
These young people don't think much about it. They don't want to learn it. They don't. Joe, I talk to Joe all the time in Alsatian, and I thought he could understand it. And I was just, you don't have to talk to him. You don't understand that.
Well, most of them don't need it. You don't need it to work, we don't need it to get along, and if you
don't need it, you don't need it.
That's what it boils down
to. Absolutely.
If you don't need a language, you're not forced to use it, you're not going to learn it.
That's right.
But it's so nice to have.
What you really need is Spanish.
Yeah, that's what Daddy always told me, you know, when I went to college, why study German, study Spanish, that's the language to have. But I'm glad I studied German.
Yeah, we're trying to get our neighbors to speak Spanish.
And I know Mexicans like a book, I've been around them all the time. I can't speak it very well, but I know them like a book.
Yeah, Mrs. Regosa, Petra, I talked to her today. I interviewed her and Carrie and her granddaughter, Melinda.
Oh.
See, Melinda doesn't speak any Spanish. She understands her grandma. But there again, the situation is...
You mean Carrie and Melinda can't speak Spanish?
She speaks very little. Monica speaks more. And the little one doesn't speak much at all. Yeah. But Melinda's more interested in it now, and she's trying. But see, when Carrie left, then Petra doesn't speak a word of English. And she understands... very little. I thought she understood more, you know, because she got along so well on that trip. But Carrie had to translate everything for her, except, you know, I asked, how old are you? And she told me in English. She told me a couple of things. But Carrie, you know, Carrie said, now any long things, sentences, she doesn't understand. But she told me, she said, I asked her if she had Anglo friends when she was growing up. Well, Carrie never referred to him as Anglo. She referred to him in Spanish as Alemani.
Alemani.
And which she said, you know, they never felt like they were, they never felt a prejudice from the Alsatians.
No.
And I think it's because her daddy was a real hard-working man, too.
Alsatians are kind of rough language, anyhow.
That, you know, that Mr. Regosa was a good provider.
Oh, yes.
And
definitely.
They were definitely accepted.
Oh, yes.
And she said, oh, Alice and Aunt Mary were two of her best friends, and they were very fine ladies. She's really a cute little gal, that Petra.
That old house was up there. I remember Mama taking food over there. They bring those tamales and stuff. The Regosas, remember that? And the Nunzias.
Uncle Charlie, can you read German? Could you read a newspaper?
Yes, it could be in the retro French.
Right, and as a kid you could read German.
Yes. But it's hard right now. Yeah. Not in years.
Sure, but as a kid you could.
Let's see, what did I read? I read a pamphlet Sunday afternoon in German. Father handed me there. And I could read it because it was in our script.
And as a child, did you read and write German?
Yeah, I could write my name. But then that was gone because we didn't take German anymore.
I believe I can write my name in German.
Your dad can do it real fine. Carl,
you can write it.
You mean in your old German script?
Yeah. I wouldn't know that anymore.
I've got a book on the old German script.
Just guess, where do you think I was this morning 38 years ago?
You were, let's see, it's Pearl Harbor Day, so where were you?
I was walking guard on the Pacific coast.
You
were in the army already before Pearl Harbor?
So I was in several months and was ready to come home in a few months. Well, that's when I finally decided. 1 week before the day, I decided to sign up for 3 years so I could get in the radar.
Let's see.
Yeah,
let's see. How about that? Yeah, that's the old script.
We'll bring you too now, Bobby.
Okay.
I think it's
you. Up.